More than 50 of Australia's most senior academics have signed an open letter calling for a Western Australian university to drop its case against a whistleblower who raised concerns about international students. Murdoch University maths lecturer, Associate Professor Gerd Schroeder-Turk, is being countersued by the university for costs and damages after he appeared in a Four Corners report in May. Now, academics across the country are speaking out, as Elise Worthington reports.
This week, Associate Professor Gerd Schroeder-Turk will be lecturing at Murdoch University, despite the fact his employer is suing him. He was one of three academics who told a Four Corners investigation in May he was concerned about the welfare of international students.
I've got very serious ethical concerns about the way the practices that we're applying in the international student recruitment space.
Now he's facing a costly legal bill after he took legal action to try and stop the university from removing him from his Senate position, and the uni countersued him for damages. Today, 57 academics from 15 Australian universities signed an open letter urging the university to drop the action and reinforce their commitment to academic freedom.
The claim for damages is highly intimidatory to all Australian academics and therefore risks the capacity of Murdoch University and all Australian universities to pursue excellence in research and teaching. We urge you to withdraw the claim, to settle any dispute without punitive measures, and to affirm the commitment of Murdoch University to academic freedom as an essential university value.
Professor Michael Bird from James Cook University is among the signatories to the letter. All are professors or distinguished professors and are recipients of the prestigious Laureate Fellowship.
I do not understand how a university could think this was an appropriate action to take. Simple as that.
Professor Bird says the group of academics is concerned the case could have a chilling effect on free speech.
Academic freedom gives people within the scope of their discipline, obviously, the right to query decisions that have been made, and that's for the good of democracy in the same way as press freedom is there for the good of democracy ultimately.
Dr. Schroeder-Turk's lawyer is Josh Bornstein from Maurice Blackburn. He says despite the looming legal action, his client remains undeterred.
He's very resolute and principled, but at the same time he's keen to let people know that this sort of behaviour by a university is out of bounds and is designed to intimidate and silence not only him, but any other academics or staff members of universities.
Mr. Bornstein says he's worried about the wider implications of the case for employees considering speaking up about wrongdoing.
Obviously, there is a David and Goliath dimension to this sort of case where you've got such a big, well-funded institution which receives public funding and private sources of funds attacking and seeking to intimidate one of its staff members. It's unprecedented for an Australian university to do this, but it's a tactic that we have seen many times before where a corporate entity seeks to shut down criticism or exposure of wrongdoing.
Paul Murphy from the Journalists Union, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, says public interest journalism relies heavily on those willing to speak out.
Yeah, we rely on the bravery of whistleblowers to come forward when they see issues of concern, when they see possible maladministration or corruption. They're a vital source that feeds public interest journalism and the public's right to know.
Murdoch University did not respond to a request from the ABC for comment, but has previously refused to comment on the case as the matter's before the courts.
Elise Worthington.